I checked out HoloLens on Tuesday. We played with it for about, I'd say, 3 or 4 hours. Also get to sort of see it deconstructed, all the chipsets and stuff. We'll have that up sort of next week, I think. But yeah, the actual experience itself. So we've seen it. We saw it in January last year. We saw it build last year. In January, it was super impressive. There was Minecraft and...
yes.
I think the field
of Mars was there.
Yeah, Mars and like, yeah, all that sort of stuff. And the field of view back then was like super impressive. It was really immersive. And I think it got worse at build last year. And
yeah,
it just didn't seem quite as it was in January. I think this week we tried it out on the actual final dev unit. And I don't know that it's actually improved, but it feels more comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's clipping. Like,
so what do you think about that? I mean, it's obviously a big topic, right?
Yeah.
So, when you see those demos they have on stage, a gigantic cat truck or whatever, and you know all the different things to do. I mean, do you think that you know moving your head around? You've used it a lot now. I mean, is this a problem?
Yeah. So so I think it works better. Obviously, it works better on smaller holograms. Like that. There's no getting away from that. Like that one that they showed in the day two keynote. Mm-hmm. That's just, I don't know, for want of a better word, but you know that's just BS. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to step back like 30 foot in a
row. Yeah, because you'd be pretty much looking at, you would really be
you're looking at a letterbox of it. Yeah.
Okay.
And so those don't work so well. So I played Robo Raid, which they showed, I think, at E3 last year.
Yep.
That was great. And I think the most impressive part of it, aside from obviously the holograms and stuff, is the spatial sound. There's stuff like that in that game when there's like robots appearing from behind your ears and stuff.
Hold the mic.
Oh, sorry, a little high. And yeah, there's like robots appearing from behind your ears. It makes you like turn around and focus your shooting on them and stuff. So that's cool. And then there was Conker, which I think was probably one of the better games or like applications of this stuff, because it followed your gaze around the room.
Nice.
And it obviously tracks your environment as well. So it doesn't force you to look at like a giant hologram. This is a tiny little hologram that's running around the room. And then there was, what was the other? There's another game. I can't remember.
And fitting the glasses is different now also, right? Like before, they had to actually fit them, like measure between your eyes, right?
So now they have like a calibration utility, essentially. What you do is you look at a hologram in front of you, and then you close one eye and you literally hold your finger up and you do.
And then there's a puff of air and.
A puff of air and you disappear into the floor.
Someone else has to drive you home.
Yeah, so that's obviously easier. I feel like the calibration stuff obviously makes it a little bit better per person, but we had like our video guys were trying it out and they didn't calibrate it and it was working fine for them.
Did you have a chance to use the
clicker?
No, I saw it. I didn't actually try it. But, okay. But then obviously you had the bloom. Is it the bloom? Which brings up the hovering start menu. And that essentially like follows you around, follows your gaze.
Right.
And but you could drop holograms wherever you want with that and stuff.
Nice.
But overall from using it from like last year to this year, I feel like it's got better, but it's still definitely field of view issues. So, yeah.